It's Weekend Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Peter Biello. Vermont lawmakers this week looked at legislation that would decriminalize small amounts of marijuana. Here to discuss the issues in this debate is VPR's Bob Kinzel. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Peter.
So, Bob, what's the benefit of decriminalizing small amounts of pot, and what are critics saying?
Here's what the critics say. They think decriminalizing small amounts of marijuana is a terrible idea, it sends the wrong message to young people, and that it will eventually lead to the legalization of marijuana, which they strongly oppose. And they also say, hey, the state already has two legal drugs, alcohol and tobacco, and both of those cause enormous problems to society, so they say there's no need to have a third drug. But supporters really look at this very differently. They say the state should put its limited resources into fighting more serious drug abuse, and that it's really unfair to have a conviction for marijuana follow someone for their entire life and make them ineligible for certain federal programs. 14 states have decriminalized the possession of small amounts of marijuana, but I don't think any state allows the possession of plants. So allowing that would be groundbreaking territory. And I think a number of lawmakers are really aware of that fact.
And how does Vermont's law enforcement community feel about this bill?
Boy, they're really split on it, depending on who you talk to. You could start with Public Safety Commissioner Keith Flynn. He supports the idea of decriminalizing an ounce of marijuana, but not the possession of any plants. Then some local police chiefs like Winooski Chief Steve McQueen doesn't like the bill at all. He doesn't want it to pass. He thinks it supports illegal drug dealers and could encourage maybe further drug activities by the individual. And then you have Attorney General Bill Sorrell, who supports the possession of 2 ounces and several plants. So not all law enforcement officials view this issue the same way.
And what about Governor Shumlin? Where does he stand on this issue?
He's been supporting it right along, Peter. He says the state should really focus on the use of more dangerous drugs, also on dangerous prescription drugs like OxyContin. And the governor says people who use these dangerous drugs are probably responsible for a lot of the property crimes across the state to support their drug habit. So he has really made it a top priority to get this bill through the legislature this year.
Do you think he'll be successful?
I think there's a decent shot because many members of both the House and Senate support the bill. So right now, I say pretty good odds on this one.
All right, Bob. Well, in other news, we have heard a lot about the governor's efforts to move $17 million from a program for low-income working people, that's known as the Earned Income Tax Credit, and use that money to finance his child care initiatives. The House, though, rejected this approach. Where does this stand now?
Peter, the administration is talking to just about every senator over this issue. You know, and essentially, they're making the same argument to members of the Senate that they made in the House. You know, they insist that they're not taking $17 million from a program that helps low-income working people, the EITC. Instead, they say, quote, they're reallocating that money. A number of senators wonder what the difference is because the bottom line is that the governor wants to reduce the state tax credit by 65%. So someone who got a $1,500 Vermont tax credit last year would see this amount cut by $1,000 under the governor's plan. And these senators say, boy, that sure seems like the money is being taken away. So it's a little too early to tell if the governor is going to be successful in persuading members of the Senate to take any money out of the program. But it would seem to be an uphill battle for him to get a substantial amount of money from the tax credit program in order to finance his child care initiative.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for the update.
My pleasure, Peter.
That's VPR's Bob Kinzel. And you can follow Bob on Twitter at VPR Kinzel. And you can check out all our legislative coverage at VPR.net and listen for analysis of the legislative session here on VPR every Saturday morning.